Gabby Thomas, the 24-year-old Harvard grad from Florence, Massachusetts, won the Olympic bronze medal on Tuesday in the women's 200 meters. Her mom, a professor at UMass Amherst, watched the race from home, as New England Public Media's Sam Hudzik reports.
Jennifer Randall's nerves are pretty tied up before Thomas is in a big race. She just tries to focus on daily life. So Tuesday morning,
I followed my same routine, my early morning riding, my morning run, strength training, you know, rushed in and got ready for the day just with enough time to sit down and watch Gabby run.
COVID restrictions at the Olympics made in-person watching off limits, but Randall always watches the major competitions alone and in silence. And this one was amazing, she says. But the broadcast didn't help settle her nerves.
I watched online where they were streaming it, and when they crossed the line, they literally immediately went to pole vaulting. For the life of me, I don't know what that was about. So it actually took a little while for me to see that she actually won the medal.
But when she did, relief.
When they showed her smile at the end, when she had the American flag, it was everything. It was just amazing to see that joy across her face and for all that hard work to actually come to fruition. And yeah, it was absolutely amazing.
And afterwards, she texted Thomas.
He opened up the text.
Here's what it said.
That smile, always that damn smile. My kingdom come, my kingdom to see it on your face. I'm so happy for you, baby girl. You did it, and you did it your way, your beautiful, perfect, brilliant way. Mommy loves you.
Thomas responded with many hearts and a note in caps that she fought for that one. Gabby Thomas was actually considered a favorite for the gold after finishing the Olympic trials with a time better than anyone in the world ever, besides Florence Griffith Joyner. But Randall says there's no disappointment in bronze.
You know, those times, that's a statistic, that time, right? She has a medal now, and that's the thing that matters.
Thomas might have a shot at another medal. She's in the pool of U.S. runners who could compete in the 100-meter relay. For New England Public Media, I'm Sam Hudzik.